I want to get this out there because this has been bugging me for a while, and I haven't really had time to ever discuss it. And it's time that we discuss it because it has to do with the evolution of what we consider to be news. I'm using the air quotes when I say news, okay? There was a time when news journalists would go out and they would get all the facts on a story, and they would come back and they would report those facts. They would report them on television, they would report them on the radio, they would report them in the newspaper, or modern day it would be on the World Wide Web. And that was news. That's what news was. Something happened, a reporter goes out and gets all the details on the thing that happened, and then comes back and reports upon that thing that happened. Here's what happened. Here are the facts of what happened. Here's the who, here's the what, here's the where. We'll speculate as to the why, here's the when. We'll make sure that you get everything you need to know about what happened here, and we'll give it to you as factually as possible. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're going to say, well, yeah, but now everyone's so biased. That's not really where I'm going with this. Yes, people are biased, and yes, they're not really reporting things that way anymore. But the next step of the process became actually when news sources, newspapers, television, radio, and in some cases websites, all decided that they were going to start making things happen, that they were going to create the news that they were going to report. And this was a little something that really started in the 1980s and blossomed in a big way in the 1990s. And that was the poll as news. What would happen is some news organization would pay a polling organization, a Zogby, a Gallup, a Harris, whatever, and they would ask a question. How do you feel about X? And then they would take those results and they would print a news story around it. Now, remember, they're not reporting on something that has happened anywhere. There's not an event that took place that is being reported on. This is just a poll that they themselves initiated. How do you feel about X? 60% of people cannot stand X. 60% of people are extremely frustrated by X. 60% of people hate X. 40% of people love X. They think X is the greatest thing ever. Well, that's not really news. You're simply reporting on people's opinion of something that exists right now. Now, that was just the second evolution of news. First evolution, something happens, we go get the facts, we come back, we report those facts to you. That's the first evolution of news. First generation. First evolution, second generation is we're going to create something happening, we're going to do a poll, and then we're going to report on those poll results. If you think about it, that's not really news. What a poll should be is to give you some guidance as to what it is you need to be doing. If you went out and did a poll on, do you think the newspaper is covering enough of this? And it comes back with, no, overwhelmingly, people think we're not covering enough of this. Well, then we need to go back and cover this some more because we're not doing a very good job of it. We're trying to please the people and make sure they get what they want. Instead, they decide that they're going to use those polls as front page stories, as top stories on the news, top stories on the radio as well as television. And here's the third iteration, the third generation of news, and I really hate it, okay? This is absolutely working on my last nerve, and that's why I don't ever retweet stuff like this, and this is why I don't even really talk about stuff like this on my show, and I don't know that anybody on this radio station does. I've heard it from other radio people, but we don't do it here because I think instinctively every one of us knows that this does not qualify as news. What I mean by this is this. Something happens. It's an actual event. Something takes place. X takes place, okay? Now, person Y makes a comment about X. Here's what Y had to say about X taking place. And then Z, person Z, drags person Y for saying what they said about X. And that's the headline. Z gets pilloried on Twitter for making comments about what happened on X. Z rips Y a new one. What? Hold on a second. So we're now, what we're covering is news. isn't even just somebody's response to a news event. It's somebody's response to somebody's response about a news event. Perfect example right here. Trump Jr. slams liberal media Hunter slur scandal, okay? Here's the thing. Hunter Biden having the N-word in his text messages could arguably qualify as news. Oh, it turns out that the son of the sitting president of the United States has in the fairly recent past used the N-word conversationally with his lawyer. Repeatedly, by the way. Now, is that a news story? Arguably, it is a news story. Well, we now know that the son of the sitting president of the United States may have a race issue. May not, but he may have a race issue because he used the N-word. Okay? Donald Trump Jr.'s comments about Hunter Biden using the N-word and the media's covering of Hunter Biden using the N-word isn't really news. It's his opinion, but how is it news that we, why do we have to find out? Here's what Hunter Biden thinks about what is going on there. And then worse yet, here's what George Takei said about Donald Trump Jr.'s comments about Hunter Biden's use of the N-word. I don't care! I don't care. This is not news. And far too often, what passes for news in today's website-driven news world is exactly that. Y gets dragged by Z for making comments about X. I'm sorry. One person's opinion about another person's opinion about a news event does not and never has and never will qualify as news. It doesn't. It's a waste of space. It's a waste of time. And it is amazing to me just how much space and time is being taken up by this. And it's frightening to me because I think a whole generation of so-called journalists are starting to believe that these actually qualify as important stories. They don't, and they're not. Somebody else's opinion about somebody else's opinion about an event that took place is not and will not ever be news. I'm glad I got that off my chest. It had to be said.